The forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 68 this afternoon under overcast skies, southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. 35 tonight, mainly clear skies. 51 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 63.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that one person died in an accident just after 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon in Jefferson County. The KHP reported a 2017 Kenworth trash truck driven by Griffin Donald Dean Oxley, 22 of Lawrence, was northbound on Saratoga Drive in Jefferson County, negotiating a left turn when 34-year-old Patrick Anthony Jones of Perry, Georgia, fell from the rear side of the trash truck. Jones was pronounced dead at the scene. Oxley and the second passenger were not injured and were not wearing seatbelts, according to the KHP. Right now, a gallon of gasoline averages $3.07 in Kansas. That's down 10 cents in the past week, down 35 cents in the past month, or 32 cents less than we were a year ago. Now, if demand continues to slow and crude oil prices stay below $80 a barrel, it's possible that the state could go under $3 a gallon on average. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. Have you been told you've got too much negative equity in your trade to make a deal? Did you pay over MSRP and are now stuck with a huge loss? You're not alone. At Midwest Kia, we never price over sticker. Come to Midwest Kia's Great Thanksgiving Negative Equity Elimination Event. That's right, come see us at Midwest Kia, and if we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's negative equity elimination money. That's up to $10,000 more for your trade to help you get back into equity towards the purchase of any vehicle on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on November 30th, 2023. Need not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase necessary.
Law enforcement authorities in Gray County are investigating two suspects on multiple allegations after a drug bust at a residence in southwest Kansas. Just before 8 a.m. Tuesday morning, sheriff's deputies executed a drug search warrant at 104 South Edwards in Ingalls. Deputies found meth and marijuana during the search of the residence. Deputies also recovered a stolen firearm during the search in close proximity to the illegal narcotics. 29-year-old Dominique Green and 27-year-old Tiffany Hurley were taken into custody and booked into the Meade County Jail. The Newton City Commission approved a policy at its meeting this past Tuesday that will prohibit tobacco use in city parks, a measure supported by the Harvey County Health Department and Healthy Harvey Coalition. The tobacco-free parks policy will be effective starting January 1st of next year. The decision prohibits tobacco use in city-owned recreational outdoor areas encompassing parks, playgrounds, trails, and athletic fields. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink,
and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. During the month of October, 27 people were killed in traffic crashes along Nebraska highways. That's according to data collected by the Nebraska Department of Transportation. These 27 fatalities occurred in 22 fatal crashes, and 12 of the 21 vehicle occupants killed were not using seatbelts. 4 of the fatalities were motorcyclists, 2 of the fatalities were pedestrians, and 1 fatality crash involved a train. Governor Jim Pillen announced his appointment of Fred Meyer of St. Paul to the Nebraska Legislature District 41 seat on Wednesday. Meyer was chosen from a pool of 16 applicants to fill the seat vacated by Tom Brees, who was appointed by the governor to serve as state treasurer. Meyer was raised on a farm near West Point, currently operates a farm near St. Paul. Governor Pillen did highlight Meyer's long history of public service, including 12 years on the State Board of Education. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Votes from the general election last week were canvassed Monday. In Washington, Garrett Edgar was declared mayor on a write-in campaign with 147 votes, nearly matching the total of filed candidates Roxanne Schottel with 82 and Terry Moore 68. Election of Travis Hennig for USD 223 school board was upheld with 190 ahead of writing candidate Casey Winter with 172 and Beverly Loges 132. Kelsey Beichman and Lindsay Hattisall remained tied after a canvass of ballots with 61 votes each, and a coin toss by county commissioners at next week's meeting will determine a winner. Marshall County Commissioners to meet Thursday morning to canvass provisional ballots, which could impact at least two close school board races for Marysville, USD 364, and a possible Marysville City Council seat. Marshall County Railroad Historical Society, which owns and operates the Central Branch Railroad from Waterville east to the Big Blue River, was presented Monday with a We Can Award from the Kansas Sampler Foundation, recognizing 24 years in preservation efforts on the 12-mile stretch. A number of volunteers were on hand for the presentation. The Sampler Foundation mission is to preserve and sustain rural culture in the state of Kansas. Heartland Bank has entered into an agreement to purchase the State Bank of Odell. Regulatory approvals are expected by year-end, with the Odell and Diller locations transitioning into Heartland Bank branches. Heartland headquarters are based in Geneva, Nebraska, and have a presence in 13 locations. Twin Valley Christmas Cheer in the Pines' ninth annual fundraiser is Friday in Waterville and will include a festival of trees with silent and live auctions and raffles, as well as live entertainment, cocktails, and hors d'oeuvres. Purchase tickets online at charityauction.bid/CCITP2023 for Christmas Cheer in the Pines, a benefit for Twin Valley Developmental Services. HMAC will present Four Old Broads, the fall performance, the Marysville High School Auditorium, this Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2. A small town Christmas is the theme for Marysville's Christmas celebration that kicks off November 17th, continuing through December 22nd. Sponsored by Marysville Chamber and Main Street, Convention and Tourism, and the City of Marysville, Pink Friday this November 17th encourages shoppers to choose local before shopping large box stores. Shoppers who spend $25 or more at participating stores in Marysville will be entered into a drawing for $500 in chamber bucks, with a winner announced this Friday at 6 p.m. at the MSC Boutique at 812 Broadway. Winner must be present to win. A Christmas lighting ceremony is planned Friday, November 24th, at the Pony Express Plaza downtown. Small Business Saturday is Saturday, November 25th. Santa will arrive in Marysville Saturday, December 2nd, as part of Christmas opening festivities. Senior Saturday is this Saturday at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art in Marysville. Anyone over the age of 60 invited to enjoy a free breakfast and view the latest exhibit, Sweeney McGinnity's collection of the Gay Philosopher, a stock character created by Henry Major. Senior Saturday, open to anyone over 60 this Saturday morning, 8 to 10, sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Gage County Winter Lights Ceremony, Sunday evening, 5:25 at the courthouse in Beatrice. Longtime Gage County Extension educator Paul Clover Hay passed away unexpectedly Tuesday at the age of 73. He retired in 2017 from Extension after serving 37 years in Gage County. Services planned Sunday afternoon in Beatrice with a visitation Saturday 11 until 8 at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Paul Hay. Lori J. Van Winkle, age 65, of Steiner, passed away Monday. Memorial services planned Friday, 2 p.m. at the Salem United Church of Christ at Steiner. Private Nernman at a later date. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 5 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Lori Van Winkle. Coulter L. Jordan, age 14 months, son of Skyler and Jessica Jordan of Marysville, passed away November 13. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church north of Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Coulter Jordan. Eldon E. Davis, age 91 of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders funeral home in charge for Eldon Davis. Michelle R. Morris, age 54 of Greenleaf, passed away November 7th. Arrangements pending with the Ward funeral home in charge for Michelle Morris. Gerald B. Jerry Winkler, age 95 of Centralia, passed away Wednesday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders funeral home in charge for Jerry Winkler.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mount Calvary Lutheran Church Marysville Annual Soup Day Craft and Bake Sale will be Thursday, November 16th, serving chicken noodle, vegetable, chili, and some potato soup, plus sandwiches, sloppy joes, homemade pies, and desserts. Serving 11 to 7 Thursday inside the Handicapped Accessible Fellowship Hall. Call ahead or for delivery orders, phone 562-2046. Pick up orders at the west side of the Fellowship Hall. Soup Day at Mount Calvary, Marysville, Thursday, November 16th, 11 to 7.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny and breezy today with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Southwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy overnight with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the lower to mid-50s and mostly clear throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Staying sunny and a bit warmer into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-60s and partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Rain showers are likely into Sunday, staying cloudy and a bit breezy with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then some rain showers over Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Some rain showers may linger into Monday as well, cloudy with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s, and cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s, and sunny Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-November 54, record high on this date 75, the average low 32, and the record low is 5. Sunrise this morning 7:12, sunset this evening at 5:13.
Your local craft store is a good resource for seasonal decor, but you might find what you need in your backyard. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 16th, the 320th day of the year. Actress Maggie Gyllenhaal has a birthday, and comic strip history was made on this day in 1952. Lucy first held the football for Charlie Brown. Seasonal decorating can put quite a dent in a crafter's budget, but if you're resourceful, nature might provide everything you need for a festive wreath or centerpiece for free. Glossy greens like holly, mountain laurel, or boxwood look great in an arrangement with evergreen clippings. Twigs from grapevine or red dogwood can make a wreath base, and you can jazz that up with red sumac, rose hips, berries, or dried fruit. And if your project needs pine cones, a walk through a nearby park should turn up more than you'd ever need. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Reflections in downtown Marysville will have fall and Thanksgiving items 50% off from now until November 25th. Outdoor decor, doormats, cards, and anything that shouts fall is now 50% off. This holiday season and Small Business Saturday, remember to shop local and shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice have sold, and the new owners take over the end of November. As a small token of appreciation for 53 years of support, Stan and Judy Meyer will offer 100% of proceeds from all Ashley furniture, bedding, and accessory sales this Thursday to the food pantries at Marysville, Wymore, Beatrice, and Fairbury. One day only, Thursday, November 16th. 100% of Ashley store sales, excluding sales tax, will support food pantries. Thanks for your support.
In recognition of Long-Term Care Awareness Month, Beatrice Health and Rehab reminds everyone that planning for long-term care is important when the care becomes necessary. From Beatrice Health and Rehab, just 3 blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate, quality care.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. Suspended K-State forward Naquan Tomlin is seeking to get a disorderly conduct charge stemming from an October bar fight dropped. The Manhattan Municipal Court records do show that Tomlin has applied for a diversion. A diversion conference is scheduled for 11 a.m. this morning. Tomlin was arrested October 29th for a fight at Tubby's Sports Bar, and Coach Jerome Tang did suspend the forward. K-State Wildcat fans have questions about the Big 12 Conference's tie-breaking policy for football. The conference rules for a multiple-team tiebreaker states, quote, if not every tied team has played each other, go to step two. However, it appears the league is opting not to enforce the tiebreaker in this way if K-State ends up tied with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. The new enforcement plan would give Oklahoma State the tiebreaker if it was tied with K-State and OU. Mid-American Network Sports.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
Burwell is Burwell.
The Jayhawk volleyball team took care of business last night, sweeping the Baylor Bears. KU is now 20-5 on the season and won its last two matches with an 11-4 conference record. They're also 13-1 at home. KU now heads to number 13 BYU on Friday with a match beginning at 8 p.m. Olathe North High School, Kansas State, and NFL star Darren Sproles has yet another honor to add to his accolades. A committee named Sproles to the Senior Bowl 75th anniversary team. Sproles was selected because of a fan vote, as well as NFL general managers, personnel, and Senior Bowl committee and staff. The anniversary team includes 19 Pro Football Hall of Famers, 119 All-Pro First Team selections, 63 All-Pro second team selections, and 253 Pro Bowl selections. Sproles was also inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2021. Mid-America Network Sports.
Sub-state football action Friday, 8-man Division II. Axtell entertains Frankfurt live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
K-State fans, $2 day at women's basketball is Sunday, November 19th, when we take on Big Ten foe Wisconsin. General admission tickets are only $2 to this matchup when you purchase in advance. Order yours now and make sure to stop by the concession stand for $2 select concessions while supplies last. Secure your $2 tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Monday, November 20th, join the Axtell Economic Development Committee and KNDY for an open house of the new Axtell Community Fitness Center. From 5 until 9 p.m., join in welcoming the fitness center with food, friends, fun, and live broadcast from KNDY. Tour the center, learn about possibilities, and get yourself a membership to help build a healthier community. Help join in officially welcoming the Axtell Community Fitness Center November 20th from 5 until 9 p.m.
Check out the 11th Annual Pre-Thanksgiving Gun Show, November 18th and 19th at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Doors open at 9 a.m. both days, running until 5 p.m. on Saturday and until 3 p.m. on Sunday. Join for biscuits and gravy, smoked meats, breakfast burritos, and more both days. 100% of the profits go to the Trail Life USA Grand Canyon and a Rocky Mountain High Adventure trip. Contact Buster Schmitz at 785-713-2298 with any questions. Hope to see you all at the 11th Annual Pre-Thanksgiving Gun Show, November 18th and 19th at the Marysville National Guard Armory.
Include a bit of texture and color in the landscape with the help of Redleaf Mucktonia. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This low-growing perennial has large, fan-shaped leaves that emerge bright green in spring. By summer, the leaf edges turn red, and red streaks gradually creep in toward the center of the leaf. These streaks turn fire red in fall. Watch for clusters of small, white, star-shaped flowers that hover just above the leaves in mid to late spring. Hardy in zones 4 to 9, this cousin to coral bells prefers partial sun or dappled shade and consistently moist soil. Avoid hot afternoon sun, especially in areas with hot, humid summers. Include Mucktonia in perennial, woodland, shade, and container gardens. It makes a great ground cover or edge in a mixed border. Combine with other shade-loving plants like bleeding heart, coral bells, lungwort, and ligularia. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Make cooking simple this holiday season by ordering Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville. Order your smoked turkey, green bean casserole, mashed taters, and all the sides today, and let mom have the holidays off. Ready to heat up and eat. That simple. Call Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville today for all your holiday catering needs.
General and U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower hailed from Abilene, Kansas. The First Lady to be hailed from here. That location is one of the few birthplaces of a First Lady that is preserved for history. And we go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
General and U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower hailed from Abilene, Kansas. The First Lady to be hailed from here.
Amy Eisenhower was born in Boone, and she lived here very briefly, but her connections to Boone were very deep and strong. Her mother's family, the Carlsons, had a flour milling company, and her father's side of her family had a meatpacking company.
Mara McKay shares the story from Boone, Iowa.
Mamie was born here in 1896.
After Boone, they moved to Cedar Rapids, and they would take a train back to see their family and go to church and play cards or do many of the things that they enjoyed doing.
Mamie and Dwight met in San Antonio, Texas in 1915 while he was stationed at Fort Sam Houston.
They had a courtship that finally was kind of pushed on by Mamie's father, who said, if you let this one go, he's not coming back around, and he was endeared by their family.
Mamie's family saw Dwight to be a very able husband and leader, yet the two came from backgrounds that perhaps seemed very different.
She came from a well-to-do family. The Dowds and the Carlsons had quite a lot of money, and Ike's family was on the opposite end of the spectrum. In the stories that I've read, Mamie's family was that of the girls and the wealth, and his was of the rough-cut boy family.
This town and Mamie's family here remained dear to her, even after her marriage and time away. In fact, she had an uncle who was an important part of her life and who the couple surprised with an amazing gift. That's next time as we travel the countryside. Boone, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Season gets here, you'll be eager to shove that spade in the dirt. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You don't want a dull edge, so now is a good time to sharpen your garden tools as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A bunch of garden tools that could probably use a good sharpening. It's not hard to do, and I'll thank myself come spring when I'm ready to use them again. Craig Sachs is an extension ag agent at the University of Wisconsin. He says sharpening garden tools is an art, but it doesn't have to be perfect, so something is better than nothing. Most hoes and shovels come with a preset blade angle from the manufacturer, which makes the sharpening process much easier. Sachs recommends using a 10-inch mill file.
Clamp the tool down securely. I'll be wearing, for safety reasons, leather gloves and safety glasses. And I will put that file down on the tool and push it away from me to sharpen that edge. Now, as I'm doing that, with both my hands, I can adjust that angle as I'm pushing away. And I can also watch that angle to make sure that it stays the same.
The mill file is Sachs's go-to sharpening device for most of his tools. But with pruning shears, he uses what he calls a pocket file, which looks like an overgrown mechanical pencil. It's best to sharpen your tools moving away from the blade edge so you don't cut yourself. But there is an exception. Sachs says when you sharpen away from the blade's edge, you create a metal burr on the back of the blade's cutting edge.
You need to clear that burr off of there before that tool is completely sharp. If you were to clamp down on that pruning shears and not have removed that burr, you will have damaged that cutting edge. So if it's possible in a safe fashion, I would encourage you to consider sharpening those into the cutting edge.
The burrs can be scraped off with a file or sandpaper. So how do you know when the tool is sharp enough? You can carefully feel the edge with your fingers or just look at the bevel and angle. Find more tips for sharpening your garden tools at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A Elton, Dan, and the Rocket Band coming to the Waterville Firehouse Friday, November 17th for a fundraising event supporting Twin Valley Developmental Services. Featuring an exclusive VIP performance prior to the main event. Only 50 VIP tickets available. Get your ticket now online at charityauction.bid/CCITP2023.
November is Warrior Care Month, and Hamas Trucking Incorporated is inspired by the strength and resilience of our wounded, ill, or disabled service members and their families and caregivers. Thank you for serving America from Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair. Sapp Brothers Petroleum is impressed with the strength and resilience of our wounded warriors and the dedication of caregivers and family to help these brave individuals heal from their physical or mental wounds. Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
KNDY.
City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is thankful for all the nurse practitioners in the area. These professional people go the extra mile to make sure their patients receive the best care possible. Their compassion and dedication are appreciated. From Falls City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, let us care for you.
Building a research facility around an oilseed crushing plant. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data, you guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The new Ag Innovation Campus in Crookston, Minnesota is an R&D facility, an education center, and an operational oilseed crushing plant with a 240 tons per day capacity. Acting CEO Tom Slunica says the facility is putting new concepts through the paces.
All of those types of ideas have to be proven at a large enough scale so the big companies like ADM, Cargill, Bunge, General Mills, all of them want new innovations, but they're not in a position to try them when they're still not proven.
Plant manager Kent Meyer says the facility is designed to adapt.
Sure. What we're looking at today and what we're geared for is to produce and process commodity beans. But we're quickly going to be able to do beans that are a certain variety that maybe produce like a high oleic oil or something like that.
Beltrami, Minnesota Farmer and Ag Innovation Campus board member Mike Skaug says local farmers are pretty enthused about the new facility.
Initially, it'll be more value with soybean oil, of course, to those that seek to deliver here. But ultimately, it's going to be new specialty products. We have the perfect set of growers in this area that take attention to detail, and that's what's needed for specialty crops.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the cattle on feed report that came out in October hit the market harder than what was expected with a higher than expected inventory. But some say that doesn't mean that herds are rebuilding across the Mid-America region just yet. As according to Lee Schultz, Iowa State University cattle economist says that he's found placements interesting, up near 6.1% compared to the same time last year.
There's a lot of fundamental reasons why I think that showed up. Certainly, we're seeing more heifers contribute to that number.
He goes on to say that feeder cattle prices are strong and says that more feeders showed up in lots and marketing was also surprising, down near 10%.
But why that number matters is we are building cattle on feed over 120 days, so a little less current than we have been.
He says another question revolves around weight and says that new corn seasonally pushed that tick up a little bit.
As the marketings have declined here, we're going to see those weights continue to increase. That will contribute to more pounds.
He goes on to say that while fundamentals have not changed, maybe some of the short-term thinking has.
Really, the cattle that were placed or the larger placements of cattle on feed for this recent report, they're going to be marketed in the first quarter of 2024 anyway. So I think, you know, we're still looking at obviously the strongest prices we're ever going to see. And I think, you know, there's a lot of fundamental reasons why, you know, we could get back to that $2 price range as we get into next spring.
Overall, though, he says that it may be a while before cattle numbers continue to reach that bottom before they start climbing again.
Next year isn't the low in these cattle numbers. Right now, if you're looking at where production is going, 2025 is likely the low in those numbers.
He did say the demand did decrease a bit in 2023, but was a softer year than what we had seen the last couple of years as well. That again was Lee Schultz, Iowa State University cattle economist. The next Cattle on Feed report is set to be released on November 17th. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
There will be a land auction, 388 acres, more or less, in Logan Township, north of Herkimer, selling for the Lawrence Tony Starr Trust. Friday, November 17th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Herkimer Community Center. Sold in three tracts. Tract 1 is 154 acres, more or less, 106 acres, cropland. Farm is terraced, then in a milo and bean crop rotation. 41 acres, grassland, mostly hayed. 6 acres waterways with an older farmstead on 5+ acres. Tract 2 is 155 acres, more or less, 85 acres cropland, planted, bean and milo rotation, 71 acres, mostly grassland, consists of hay ground, a watershed pond and easement, waterways and an older farmstead along 6th Road. Tract 3 in Logan Township, 77 acres, more or less, 21 acres planted crop this season. Farm's been in a bean and milo crop rotation with 56 acres grassland with hay ground, timber, and watershed easement. These tracts north of Herkimer and Logan Township will sell at auction Friday, November 17th, 10 a.m. at the Herkimer Community Center. For inspection, contact Olmsted Real Estate, Rob Olmsted, or Tom Olmsted. Olmsted Real Estate will be the auctioneer.
You can't kill weeds with one big chemical hammer. The more strategies you have, if one fails, you still have other little hammers pounding away on Successful Farming Radio.
The next big thing in soybean technology is coming. Expected soon, XtendFlex soybeans. The yield you want, the choice you need. Learn more at XtendFlexSoy.com.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Control for weeds will only go so far. The weeds in your field won't give up easily, so you have to go after them with multiple strategies to get the best control. Integrated weed management options include cover crops, planting earlier in the spring to crowd out weeds, and burning windrows. Tommy Butts is an extension weed specialist at the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. He says most weed seeds germinate from the top 1 inch of soil. Especially for pigweeds, another option is to manage the seed bank by burying them.
We can do a deep tillage event in the fall, flip that soil over and bury it down at least about 6 inches deep or so. We only do that deep tillage once every 4 to 5 years, but we've buried all of those seeds, hopefully down deep enough they can't germinate. We hopefully haven't brought any new seeds up to the top. It's kind of like restarting the soil seed bank almost. We hopefully don't have as much seed there that the following year we have less to battle from a germination standpoint.
Discuss weed management practices with your neighbors. This is a good example of why.
A custom harvest crew had come in, combined the field on the left, and turned their combine around on the road and shot everything out of the back of their combine into the neighbor's field. It's normal kind of thought process, just going. Well, if I would have had an aerial picture, you can see perfect semicircles down that road where the water hemp was literally shot out of that combine. And so now that neighbor now has herbicide-resistant water hemp simply because of throwing it out of the back of that combine.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about integrated weed management at agriculture.com.
There will be a land auction for the Frederick Neatville Trust with two tracts in Marshall County, selling Friday, November 17th. Tract 1 is 124 acres, more or less, 109 acres cropland, located at the southwest corner of 8th and Harvest Road, a mile west of U.S. 77. Tract 2 is 151 acres, more or less, 127 acres cropland, also located near 8th and Harvest Roads. Both are excellent locations for farming or residence, hunting or investment. For inspection and details, contact Don, Steve, or Valerie with Prell Realty and Auction at Marysville. Sale bill and details online at PrellRealtyAuction.com. Sale Friday, November 17th, 2 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Community Hoosier. As we move through a Thursday today, we've seen a little bit of a turnaround in the grain markets. Corn's a little bit higher. Everything else still mostly lower on the day. The livestock still struggling throughout the day as well. We'll see how we close in just a little bit for that pre-Friday celebration today. Corn market is slightly higher with December corn up 4 cents at 474 and 3 quarters. March corn's up 4.5 cents at 493, even a bushel. In the wheat market, December KC wheat's down 9.5 cents at 630 and a quarter, with the March KC wheat down by 9 and 3 quarters at 638 and a quarter of a cent. Oats market, a little bit lower here. December oats down 3 and 3 quarters at 348 even, with the March oats down 6 and 3 quarters to 363 and a half a cent. In the bean market, a little bit lower here. January beans are down 17 and 3 quarters to 1367 even. March soybeans down 18 cents at 1381 and a half a cent. In the soybean meal, December's down $1.20 at 468 even, with the January down 230 at 449 and 70 cents. And the soybean oil is a little bit lower here, with December down $1.18 at 51.87, the January down $1.28 at 51.14. Canola market a little bit lower here. January canola is down 9.40 at 7.10 and 10 cents. And the cotton market lower, with December down 22 cents on the day to 78 and 19 cents. March cotton's down 46 cents at 80 at 54. Looking at your currencies today, we've seen a lot of movement on volatility throughout the week this week. A little bit lower again today. December index is down 4 cents at 104.22. March index is down 8 pennies at 103 and 81 cents. We have the euro at 108 today. The Japanese yen at 66. British pound at 124. Looking at the 30-year bonds for December, up about a point and a half to 115.12. And the 10-year notes right now sitting slightly higher at 108.27. Stock market today lower, with the Dow Jones down 117 points.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Absolutely
beautiful. After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has protein tubs ready for your cattle nutrition needs. 2810 with urea, 4017 with urea, and 25 all natural. Give Bob Lindquist a call to see which is perfect for your herd. Sunflower and bird feeds also in at After Hours Feed Supply. Call Bob or Todd Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. K-State law professor mentions there have been many scams that have caused farmers to apply for the employee retention credit, even though they are likely not eligible. Roger McOwen describes what the ERC is and difficulties that farmers may encounter when buying farmland with a growing crop. He begins by explaining who the ERC program was directed towards.
The employee retention credit is just riddled with fraud. In fact, it's gotten so bad that the IRS announced in September that they were going to stop processing claims for the fourth quarter of 2023. And so it's just put a halt on everything. And even those people that had valid claims, they can't get their claims processed. So these small businesses that had a valid claim aren't going to get their credit, which they need at this point in time. And now this, again, was all virus-related legislation, and it's put together quickly, and the scammers have jumped all over it.
If a producer inaccurately filed for an ERC, McOwen explains how they can back out of it, no questions asked.
What IRS has said now, and frankly, with respect to farms, farmers may have been misled that they're eligible for this. I don't think there's going to be very many farmers that are, because you had to show a 20% reduction in revenue. Even during the virus-related years and the government shutdowns that were mandated, farmers didn't have a drop in revenue. In fact, the revenue may have gone up, but they may have been coached into filing a claim by these mills that are cranking out these ERC claims fraudulently. And so what IRS has said now is, okay, we're stopping processing the claims until we can get our arms around this mess, and we're going to provide amnesty. And so if you think that you submitted a fraudulent claim, you can withdraw that. There's a procedure for withdrawing it. If you're currently under audit, you can request withdrawal to the auditor and back out, no questions asked. If you've received a refund check and you haven't cashed it yet, you can send it back with a note on it saying that you're withdrawing your claim. No questions asked. You're out. No penalties. Nothing.
Farmers might also be thinking about buying farmland, and he says the extra issues that can come with that.
Well, it's an important issue from a tax standpoint for several reasons, one of which is if I'm buying land with a growing crop on it, I can't take any allocated deduction for that crop. In other words, when we buy farmland, what we like to do from a tax standpoint is we allocate value to the different items of property that we're acquiring it. So fences, irrigation equipment, whatever it might be, and we set that up and depreciate it. Well, I can't get any deduction for a growing crop, so there's no separate allocation for that value.
That was K-State Law Professor Roger McOwen. Read more about these topics on his blog, which you can find at www.washburnlaw.edu/WALTR. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Classic Country Library is so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.